This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Mariv reports from earlier this hour that the strategic aircraft Gideon has arrived in Israel, coinciding with an attack on a significant airport in northern Syria, as the 60-day ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran ends. Also, the Times of Israel noted 3 hours ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Jared Kushner clashed over continued Israeli strikes on October 7th terrorists, with tensions over police recruit training in Gaza. Also this hour, Walla reveals that the remains of Yehuda Katz, missing for 44 years since the Sultan Yaakov battle during the First Lebanon War, have been found in Syria and returned to Israel. Separately, JNS reported 7 hours ago that the UAE has severed all trade with Iran following a ballistic missile attack that threatens regional peace and security. And finally, I-24 News highlighted 8 hours ago that recent strikes on a Syrian airbase are intensifying the Israel-Turkey rivalry over influence in Syria. Reaction has been swift on social media. Bassem Eid, a political analyst, posted 4 hours ago that the UAE's decision to cut ties with Iran sets a precedent as the first Muslim country to take such action, urging others to follow to achieve regional peace. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, a defense commentator, noted 5 hours ago the impact of Iranian ballistic missile mishaps that led to the UAE halting all trade with Iran. He highlighted the regional tensions this has sparked, despite Iran's denial of launching the missiles. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Mariv's report, the arrival of the Gideon aircraft in Israel marks a significant development as the ceasefire with Iran ends. The attack on a crucial Syrian airport could potentially signal a new phase in the regional conflict. This move underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts in the area. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, the clash between PM Netanyahu and Jared Kushner reflects ongoing tensions over military strategies and peace negotiations. The disagreement highlights the complex dynamics involved in balancing security concerns with diplomatic initiatives. The outcome of these discussions could have far-reaching implications for Israel's approach to regional security. Meanwhile, Walla's report on Yehuda Katz brings closure to a long-standing mystery from the First Lebanon War. His remains returning to Israel after 44 years is a poignant moment for his family and the nation, symbolizing the enduring impact of past conflicts. This discovery reignites memories of historical battles and their unresolved stories. Turning to the UAE's decision, as reported by JNS, cutting trade with Iran could reshape economic and diplomatic relations in the region. This action follows regional escalations and highlights the UAE's stance on maintaining security and peace. It signals a potential shift in alliances and could influence other nations' policies toward Iran. And finally, the rivalry between Israel and Turkey over Syria, detailed by I-24 News, has been sharpened by recent strikes on a Syrian airbase. This development is part of a broader struggle for influence in the region, with both countries vying for strategic dominance. The situation could lead to further escalations and impact regional stability. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad predicts gold prices could soar to $10,000 per ounce, citing concerns over the U.S. national debt. This dramatic forecast could affect investment strategies worldwide, including in Israel. Separately, Katech highlights the tech industry's interest in nuclear power as a solution to AI's energy demands. However, the lengthy timeline to build reactors clashes with urgent climate goals. This presents a challenge for Israeli tech firms seeking sustainable energy solutions. And finally, Walla Business discusses a new amendment to the consumer protection law in Israel. Companies must now record customer service calls and provide documentation upon request. This change aims to enhance consumer rights and transparency in business practices. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.